Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message. 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rasula Davis. I'm calling from New York City.
Rasula? Mm-hmm. Ooh, that is an unusual name. What kind of name is that?
It is.
What kind of name is that?
It's Greek.
Oh, how great.
Cool.
Well, what do you do there in New York?
I'm studying. I'm getting my master's in clinical psych.
Oh, wow. That's cool. So you can probably explain everybody, finally.
Blagojevich, I'm trying.
Yeah, can you? All right, well, welcome to the show, Rasula.
Thank you.
Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
I am.
Here is your first limerick.
My breeding is in. I'm no slummer. I chase neither mailman nor plumber. No, this kind of dog leaves the judges agog. So what if my brain's gotten...
Dumber?
Yes, dumber. Scientists have finally confirmed what non-dog owners have been saying for years. Your dog is an idiot. According to a study from Stockholm University, today's purebred dogs have had the smarts bred right out of them in favor of other traits like appearance. Generations ago, dogs had to work for a living. Lassie, rescued children, Scooby-Doo, exposed greedy old men posing as ghosts. But today, all little Tinkerbell has to do is keep her ears away from the purse zipper. Pet experts suggest that owners not overstress their dog's little brains with games like fetch or catch, and instead teach them to play more manageable games like lie around and lick yourself.
Because they can.
Because they can.
Yeah.
Here's your next limerick.
When you pick a child's name, take your time. It need not be unique or sublime. If it's out of the way, then your kid just might stray. It's a slick slope from odd names to...
Crime?
Crime, very good. So you're thinking about naming your kid...
Blagojevich.
For example... Think again, unless you want to spend your golden years visiting your kid in the big house. According to researchers at Shippingsburg University this time, boys with unpopular names like Ernest and Ivan are more likely to turn to a life of crime than kids with names like David or Michael.
Oh, I thought you meant names like Spike.
No, more aggressive. It's just odd.
Sluggo.
No, no. Researchers admit that unfortunate living situations play a part.
That was research done in the 30s.
No, they say... They say that children with unusual names are, quote, treated differently by their peers, making it more difficult for them to form relationships, unquote. Also because there's a lot of time to plot your crime spree when you're trapped for hours in your locker.
So there's going to be a crime rash in Hollywood in about 15
years. Yes, exactly. All the Brooklyns and Paris.
Apple Martin is going to get together with Maddox Pitt and knock over a gas station.
All the Zappa kids are going to be in prison, every one of them.
All right, here is your last limerick.
Miss America waves to the grandstands. The resulting win's not what the fans planned. And the heckling begins as her paws get reeled in. They say, goodness, did you see those?
I have no idea.
Rams with grandstands, fans planned. Wild guess. Another clue is paws.
Oh, man. I don't know.
It's pretty hard. I'll give it to you. It's Manhands.
Manhands.
22-year-old Miss Indiana Katie Stamm had barely been crowned Miss America this last week when at least one comment board online immediately lit up in surprise. Quote, she has manhands. Does no one else see this? And then the kind of thoughtful, in-depth debate the internet is known for began. No, she just has long fingers. Yeah, she's got hands like a Yeti. Who cares? She can manhandle me anytime. All of the commenters agreed, however, that it was Stamm's talent portion that really won her the title when, while wearing a sequined ball gown, she changed the spark plugs in a vintage 68 Camaro and opened a stuck jar of pickles. Carl, how did Rasula do?
Rasula had two correct answers, Peter. That's enough to be a winner.
Well done. Congratulations.